Turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 9. Psalm chapter 9. It's a privilege to be able to preach this evening. And I look forward to what the Lord wants us to learn this evening from His Word. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. So we're going to start tonight is in this passage of Scripture, Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. When you look at this passage, this isn't necessarily an encouraging passage to realize that all nations that forget God will be turned into hell. No, we know that the wicked, the place that they have for eternal punishment is the lake of fire, is hell. And that place of separation, eternal separation from God. And that's nothing that any of us want. Now, any person in their right mind is going to say, I don't want to go to that place of everlasting torment. I don't want to go to the lake of fire. Because one day death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It'll be a place of blackness, place of darkness, place of turmoil, isolation, separation. And that is where the wicked will be. Now, that is where you and I all deserve to go, is hell. Now, people use it as a curse word nowadays. And sometimes when you're around children, they, if they've been trained not to say that word, which is good, that catches them off guard a little bit. But you know what? This is a place that is serious. It's a place that's real. And that's the place where all wicked go. You know, that's where we all deserve to go. And if it were not for the mercies of the Lord Jesus Christ and His grace, that's where we all would be going. But thankfully, Christ loved us enough to die for us, to give us a way to have eternal life, to have a forgiveness of sins so that our sins can be atoned for. Through the blood, through His blood upon the cross of Calvary and through His resurrection from the grave and His victorious ascension into heaven. And he's sitting on the right hand, the Father in heaven. So, you know, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ, we serve a living Savior. That's quite the opposite of the wicked. The wicked serve Satan and they're the children of Satan. That's what Jesus said in John 8:44. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. And that is spiritually, before salvation, our father, our spiritual father is Satan. And we need to come face to face with that fact. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Sadly, our country has forgotten God. You know, at our founding of our country, really, one of the purposes of the founding of our country was from people that were escaping persecution for their religious beliefs. They came to settle in America because they wanted freedom from oppression. Sadly, some of those same people who fled religious persecution, they then persecuted other people because those people didn't believe like they believed. But you know, God has given each one of us a conscience. He has given us, we believe in individual soul liberty as Baptists. You know what? God has given us the ability, the choice to choose what we believe, the choice to follow Him. And you know what? Here on this life, it's full of choices. And we need to be making the right choices. Because one day in eternity, we're not going to be able to make any more choices. The choices we make here on this earth determine what will happen in eternity. And we need to make the right choices. But our nation was founded on people that had a fear of God for the most part. Many of our founders believed in God. In fact, Ben Franklin, who was someone who was not a Christian, as far as we know, I mean, there may have been a chance that he did get saved at the end of his life. We don't know for sure. But you know, he was one of those that he heard the preaching of God's word. He heard George Whitefield preach. He was friends with George Whitefield, the great revivalist of the first great awakening in American history, which shaped the spiritual heritage that we have even still today and the remnants of that. But Ben Franklin was, he believed in God. He had a fear of God, maybe not a biblical, totally biblical in his idea of who God was. But at the outset of our country, when we had just won the Revolutionary War and the War for Independence, we are now an independent nation. And they had the Constitutional Convention. There's great division, though, in the midst. It was facing the possibility of disbanding. And there is strife, there's division. They just fought a long war to gain independence, but now they're facing extinction. And Ben Franklin, he said, just a quote about what one of our founders believed about God. He said, I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our partial local interests. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing government by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move, that henceforth prayers, imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing on our deliberations, be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. That was Ben Franklin, one of our founding fathers. That we, he said, that every morning in this assembly, before we proceed to business, that one or more of the clergy of the city be requested to officiate in that service of prayer. That is happening still to this day. Every day in the House of Representatives, a prayer to God is lifted up. It's amazing that even today, those remnants from the beginning of our nation still exist. I was in that House chamber earlier this year, sat in those seats where the representatives, the congressmen sit, where Congressman Style sits. It's pretty neat to sit in those seats and to realize that what goes on in that building affects the nation. And obviously there's a lot involved, more than just that, but to realize that still that precedent goes on today. Now, all those people who pray may not be born-again Christians, but there are Christians who pray. But every day, the fact that we acknowledge that God in heaven governs in the affair of men. Our founders believed in God. Now, our founders believed and realized that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God, and yet in American society today, that has been forgotten. And may I remind you, as the psalmist stated, all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. You know, when you go to the museums in Washington, D.C., you can't find the name of God anywhere on the walls of those museums. The only time you might hear his name is if it's a curse word from someone. Someone taking his name in vain, sadly. But you can't find it on those museums of wall. You can find millions of years these stars came into existence. This universe came into existence. We came from apes. We came from this soup from millions and billions of years ago. But you can't find God anywhere on those walls. America has forgotten God. And you know what? According to the Bible, America is headed to destruction. You know, if we do realize the fact that America has forgotten God, you know what? Why does it surprise us that people are filled with fear that people are filled with turmoil in their lives. There's destruction to the very foundations of American society, of what makes any society. Things are very necessary for any society. The family is a core part of the society, yet we see the family unit destroyed in our country. For the most part, obviously, there's still some there, but the overall perspective is that there's turmoil in the home. You know, there's fear in our society, fear of death, you know, fear of what's going to happen in the future. There's turmoil. That shouldn't surprise us when man has taken God out of the picture. America has forgotten that God is creator. Now, that's one of the key problems in our society, is that America has forgotten that God is creator. You know, in the late 1800s, when Darwinian evolution came to the forefront, it says, you know what? He rejected God, and he said, this is how man came to be, by chance, by millions of years. You know, there is a very... One of the biggest problems I see in public education is that humanism and evolution are pushed in our classrooms. That we did come from animals, and that's all we are basically animals. You know what? They also push humanism in the schools. The idea that you can be good without a belief in God. And that is one of the, there's a society in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association, which is a group of atheists, humanists, free thinkers, non-religious people. And this association is very active and very organized in promoting their causes. They state that on their website. They, just to give you a little bit of an idea, our organization advances humanism through the realm of education, providing for those in need. Applying humanism to daily life. So life without God, they're trying to apply it to our daily life. Affirm humanism's commitment to social justice advocacy. If you're wondering why there's so many social justice issues being pushed out there today, it's not because they believe in equality. It's because they believe in life without, they believe in life without God. And if you know anything about life without God, it brings inequality.
That's right.
It says they also aim to support humanist inmates in correctional institutions. So you know what? They want to bring how to overcome your problems without God, which brings a lot of craziness and brings bad results. You know what? They also promote their agenda through traditional media. We engage the public through heavy online presence, which includes our profiles on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our channel on YouTube. They have their own website. And you know what? They promote progressive allies both in secular and religious areas. Now, these people are serious. They have their own advocacy group. They go on to stay to advocacy group in Washington, D.C. to make sure their legislation gets through Congress. No, there is an evil agenda that people have out there to rid God out of our society. As much as it already has been gotten out of our society, they want to see more taken out. And you know what? It's not men that are behind this. It's Satan that's behind this. Obviously, there's men that Satan uses, but the ultimate person behind this is Satan. Because what does he want? He wants our nation, along with every other nation in this world, to spend an eternity in hell, to spend their eternal destruction in the lake of fire. You know, it's easy to get confused by with what is going on in our society. You know, we've seen in the last month violence. We've seen in Milwaukee alone, By this day of last year, there's 38 murders. So far, there's been over 80 murders in the city of Chicago. You know, the murder rate in Dallas and Chicago and these big cities has skyrocketed. Has the humanism and the educational system in our society helped? Well, if you look at the results out there, no, it hasn't. Things have been getting worse over the last 100 years. You know, in the last month, we've seen destruction. You know, these are not protests. These aren't even riots. Well, they're riots. But you know what they are? These are lawbreakers. You know, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. And yet we have a nation that is willing to put up with stealing, with looting. We have people that are willing, that are undermining our public servants, our policemen. And yet, what has God done? God has given us government for our protection. And yet, there's a whole agenda out there of people to undermine those that have been put in place by God to protect us. This isn't political. This is spiritual. These are biblical issues. And we need to realize that our nation is getting further and further away from God. We have rejected God. We have, our world has completely turned their back on God. My question maybe for us today, though, is what have we done? How have we, maybe in our lives, forgotten God? You know, as I've been meditating on this, it's convicting to think of how have I forgotten God in my daily life? You know, we can see the obvious turning from God in our society. But what about our own lives? Have we had a close relationship with God? Have we been burdened for our country? As we see what's going on around us, what have we been turned to? Have we been turned to despair? Have we been turned to anxiety or worry? What has been our response to what is going on in our society? Have we forgotten that God is creator? As I was thinking about the issues of our day, and I thought back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And it goes on to say, in Genesis 1, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Recently had a discussion with a man about creation and explained to him that, you know, if we don't believe that God created this world, then there is no moral standard for right and wrong.
Right.
And that kind of boggled his mind a little bit. He's a man running for Congress. And went back to this passage, you know, God created this world. He created it in a 24-hour period. The Bible says in the first 5 verses of the Bible, the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, it refers to a 24-hour period. God created this world, and the neat thing is, God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, God is the one who can bring true light to our society. It's not the thinkers in our colleges and universities. It's God that brings light. And we need to turn to that light. We need to look to the Creator for light. God is the source of an answer for all of our problems. He has them in His Word, and we need to turn to Him. Although America has forgotten that God is Creator, I hope we as Christians haven't forgotten that God is the Creator, that God is the Almighty, Omnipotent Being. As I was in Washington, I don't know if I said this the last time I preached, but when I looked at this, I was at the Space Museum, and I was reading right by the space shuttle. If you've been there, they have the big space shuttle right there as you walk in. And alongside of it, they have, I think it's just pictures of stars, like Betelgeuse, etc. And they gave different facts about them, how these stars are so immensely bigger than us, it's hard to even imagine. But it just made me think, wow, they are attributing it to whatever their agenda. But as I was looking at it, I'm like, wow, God is so immense. God is so great to create this huge universe that we can't even come to the end of it. I mean, there's trillions of stars out there. And yet we're little men, dust on the face of this earth. And God created us. Out of the whole universe, God created us for a purpose. And just to think how great our God is. You know what? The things that are going on in our society, they don't take God by surprise. God is able to overcome all these problems, all these issues. We need to look to Him for answers. We need to look to Him for deliverance. You know, America has forgotten that God is creator. There's a large segment of our society that has even completely rejected God. 23%, according to Barna Research Group, he's done some great research and really has his thumb on really the religious, I guess, or the moral condition in America. But 23% of Americans completely reject religion, or they're antagonistic, they're atheistic. 23% of our society, imagine that they completely reject God. You know what? The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We've already talked about how the murder rates have skyrocketed, especially recently, with the lawlessness. You know what? Families, broken homes. We see suicides since 2000 have just climbed immensely. Sin is a reproach to any people, as Proverbs says. You know, as we look at all these facts, that, you know, America has forgotten God. We look back at the founding of our country, and we see how, read that quote by Ben Franklin. I mean, there's so many other quotes you could read by founding fathers who said, you know, if the only thing that's going to keep us from evil is the Bible. George Washington, actually it was James Madison. He quoted something in 1778. He said that we have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves, according to the Ten Commandments of God. James Madison, who is key in defending religious freedom for the Baptists and for all religions, the freedom of religion in our society. The Ten Commandments, he realized, were so important to our society and to the sustaining of the self-government of our people. You know what? We see the turmoil around us, but we need to realize that there is hope in Jesus Christ, the creator of the world. We need to be encouraged that God is still on the throne. The Bible says in Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. You know, the gospel is what crosses all nationalities, all barriers. It's for everyone. God is no respecter of persons. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. We need to be lifting up the truth of God's word and not being ashamed of it. In Matthew 5:13-14, we're told that we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its savor, we're good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the feet of men. It also goes on to say that we are the light of the earth. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And I believe it is time that we let our light shine to this lost and dying world. Are you willing to let your light shine to this lost and dying world? You know, the spiritual pressures are great in Washington, D.C. Now, our hope isn't in politics. I mean, God has given us, God has established communities, God has established government. So I believe Christians should be involved and aware of what's going on around them. But you know what? That is not alone going to save our nation. God has given the responsibility of the church to spread the gospel, which is what will save mankind from hell. Now, the only thing that's going to save America from destruction is if we, as God's people, are willing to step out in faith, trusting the Spirit of God, realizing, like that song said earlier on that we sang tonight, the only thing that's worth it is living for Him. You know what? We can have all these other things in life, but the only thing that's worth it is if we're living for Jesus Christ. Are you willing to be that salt and light? Are you willing to spread the gospel light? Are you willing to make a difference for the Lord Jesus Christ and save our nation from destruction? Which will only happen is if people know who their Creator is and turn to Him for salvation. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that You would help us to be that salt and light in our society, that we would be, let our light shine, and that we would boldly declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that we would not be ashamed of You, our Savior, but that we would boldly declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, that He is Savior. And I pray that people would see through Mequonago Baptist Church that God is real and that He wants to save mankind. And we know, Lord, that Satan doesn't want the gospel to go forward. We know that he's going to battle. We know that he has organized a great forces of evil to combat the truth. But Lord, we know that You are greater than Satan. And we know, Lord, that we are fighting from victory. And we thank You for the fact that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And I pray that the gospel would be effectual in our own community, that we would see souls saved and come to Christ. We pray that you'd use God and Country Sunday in a powerful way to help us get our focus on You even more, to be the salt and light in this earth. And may it impact those who come. May they see that Jesus Christ is the answer for all our needs. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.